This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text into 701-226-8503. Breaking news, Senator John McCain says he'll vote for the Senate tax reform bill. How about that? Wasn't in the bag, you know.
Wow.
That was kind of a, we can't necessarily count on that one, but.
If he would have won, it would have been bad if he would have been against
well,
it.
Well, apparently he's voting for it.
A good thing.
What's in Your Mind brought to you in part by Piper's Auction, Land Auction in Sioux County, just about 580 acres, that auction. Yeah, whoops. Let me check my calendar. That one already happened. Okay, we can't do that auction for you.
Sorry about that.
I just realized what day and month this is, and I'm not ready for Christmas. Tomorrow's December 1st already.
I can't believe Christmas music I'm hearing.
No, we can start the hour over again. Again, coming up tomorrow is an equipment auction, the Auction Center of North America Consignment Auction in Steele, 10 a.m. Central Time Auction. On Wednesday, Crispin Farms Farmer Machinery Auction in Bowman, a land auction in Mercer County coming up next Thursday at the Baymont Inn, formerly the Four Seasons, in Seven Seas, rather, or one of those seas. Things. The hotel in...
Not the South Seas, but...
The Baymont Inn and Suites. Just, it is what it is. I goofed up the old name. Why did I even bother with the old name? And land auction coming up Wednesday, December 13th, McPherson County, South Dakota. Pipers! Get it done for you. 8 after the hour. It's Todd Mitchell in for Scott Henn. And thank God he's coming back on tomorrow, live from New York City. And I'm thanking God even more that Gary Amenith is here.
Wow.
Yeah, especially for that good stop you made on the way in. That was fantastic. Thank you for that. By the way,
you're welcome. You're welcome. I didn't spike it. We aren't making.
Darn it.
We aren't making margaritas on the air like we did a year ago.
You came in, yeah. Remember your ride when you 11 months ago? I was showing people that the other day. 11 months ago, here's Gary Amenith driving from Lincoln into Bismarck on an ATV.
It was
right
cold.
After Snowmageddon.
And I wasn't dressed warm enough. And of course, a train comes, and we had to wait for the train. My son was leading the way. My son Austin was on the air with me. He was leading
nothing
the
but
way.
First class transportation for the Gary Amenith here. We spare no expense at whatsinyourmindradio.com.
Amen to that.
So the next day you had heat, though, didn't you?
We had heat the next day.
The next day, yeah.
I got out.
A
shout out to Lance Hagen, who I actually owe him. I didn't bet. That's illegal.
Welcome to the entrapment hour. What's Gary guilty of this time?
I said Hillary Clinton was not going to be the nominee for the Democrat Party, and we had a little. Side deal on that. Wasn't a bet, but a side deal. So
he won on a technicality because would she have had the stuff not been going on at the DNC, would she have been the nominee or would it have been Sanders?
I don't think she would have.
I don't think she would have either.
And I see Bernie looks like he's running.
How many people were so on fire for Hillary? Whether you like Bernie or not, you know there was buzz about Bernie. There wasn't buzz about that. Not around here anyway.
No, it was cold.
Yeah, it was ice cold. So how in the world was she going to win 75 to 20?
Yeah.
So break.
The reason I was shouting out to Lance Hagen is the reason I got there, he came with his big payloader and cleaned out we had snow, like 10-foot snow drifts. He pushed on the side of my building, so I was able to get out and drive in heat the next day. So anyway, thanks, Lance.
Did you get the feeling back in your legs after?
It took me a while. Frostbite.
That's the stuff frostbite's made out of.
I should have had some long johns. I didn't have any. So we've been talking about Donald Trump. So if anybody has any thoughts on Donald Trump, we're gonna talk about the president this hour a little bit, because I know our guest in studio is a big Trump fan. But if you have any thoughts or comments on whether you love him or hate him, give us a call at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550, or you can text us at 701-226-8503. Well, we're going to talk about Donald Trump on the side a little bit here and there. we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk Bismarck politics. Former city commissioner Steve Schwab ran for mayor one time against Mayor Warford. And we see that Mike Seminary recently announced he's going to run for re-election. And I thought we should talk a little about Bismarck and Bismarck politics. And so, Steve, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Steve, you, as we've seen what's going on in Bismarck, you know, there's been a lot of tax incentives put in place over the years to kind of, and we were talking about it before we went on the air, you know, back 10, 15, 20 years ago when Bismarck and the North Dakota economy was struggling. There's so many things that were put in place, and I kind of call it crony capitalism and giving away a lot of money to developers and all those kind of things, whether it's the Renaissance. We could go on and good, bad, or different related to that. But are some of those things still necessary to this degree, subsidizing this development by the city?
I really don't think so. I've always been of the mind that if you have to bribe a company or a corporation or pay for their buildings to bring them to Bismarck, there's a lack of commitment there. They're committed because they're going to get a handout. And I think Bismarck, the problem with Bismarck is they're always looking out east what Fargo's doing. And we're two completely different cities. They have a trade area out there of about, I would guess, 1 million, and we have 150,000, and yet we're overbuilding for that trade area. And that's where you get into trouble, trying to keep up with the Fargos.
Well, and I think what's interesting is as I've been gone for 4 months, but I've been back and forth a few times, but for the most part, I've been traveling with work related. My wife's been traveling with me, but you're seeing so many, you know, the market tends to adjust. Investors make investments if they think there's opportunity. And now it seems like I'm just seeing so many for rent signs around town, you know. So the economy has slowed here a little bit. Or has it been just mostly overbuilt, do you think, those apartments?
Well, I have my little indicators for the economy, and it's I've noticed that there's a forklift outfit, class outfit. They do real good. I've worked with them and stuff, and they do a lot of self forklifts repair. And I notice how empty their lot is with used and new equipment. That tells me there's a lot of stuff being loaded. And that's more to the consumer than to the construction, I would venture to say. And every time I see something like that, you know, it doesn't mean something's going to happen quickly, but it tells me if they're short of forklifts, there's a lot of stuff being trucked, being moved, and a lot of things going on that people probably aren't aware of. So the economy here, the other thing I check is, being that I'm in the construction business, is what kind of machinery is sitting on the lots. There's not very many new loaders, little backhoes, and surprisingly, a lack of farm tractors. So there's something going on, I think, and I think our economy is probably going to rebound.
Well, it seems like oil's back up to $60. It's up some from its lows. And they're talking about cutting back on production again in the Middle East. So, I mean, obviously we get a lot of that benefit. Maybe the white-collar employees out of Bismarck supporting the oil industry. And, of course, having state government here, you always have that expansion. I wish it didn't, but it does. So that's always driving some growth in Bismarck.
Well, yes, and you got to remember we're farm, kind of a farm economy here. No matter how much oil we got, farming is number one. And I heard this morning, I believe, of course, on KFYR.
Of course. What else is there?
That the auction at Kiss, they were, was, I believe, $6 to $10 a hundredweight higher cattle. So that's rebounding a little.
So you're just saying the prices are higher, not just higher. Kiss, I see.
So what I'm guessing here is that, you get these slowdowns and stuff, but that's normal. It's correction, and I think we're going to be okay. The cause of the slowdown could be overbuilding in the housing market and stuff like that, but eventually it catches up and then you can move on.
There seem to be a lot more houses for sale when I drive around, where before they were just snapped up almost, you know, people were paying over the price on it, which you've seen on the West and East Coast maybe a little more frequently, but it appears that house prices have stabilized to some degree, and there's a lot more in the market, at least from an inventory perspective.
Well, it's supply and demand. You know, the house builders, they can help themselves by building less or building more, and if they overbuild, they actually hurt themselves, but they can't really predict what's going to happen either, so they're kind of hoping, you know, when you build a house, you're hoping it's sold and stuff like that. And you can get into that point where you're overbuilt.
This is Gary Amenitz. I'm filling in for Scott Hennedy. We'll be broadcasting live from New York tomorrow. We're in studio with Steve Schwab, former Bismarck City Commissioner. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Link's Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
Remember when Democrats knew cutting taxes creates jobs? They should listen to President Kennedy, who in 1962 said this.
We can take the proper action in the proper time. This can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right kind of a tax cut, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. A creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries.
Do the Democrats in Congress today really like writing welfare checks more than creating paychecks? Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp understand a JFK Trump tax cut will create jobs in North Dakota? Paid for by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and Freedom Works Foundation, Washington, D.C.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A MyPillow already. Well, that doesn't mean somebody close to you doesn't need one for Christmas. But don't just treat everybody else. What about you? MyPillow Giza Dreams Sheets. Giza 88 cotton fibers are grown specifically for the highest levels of quality, softness, and durability. Made of 100% certified extra long staple Giza 88 cotton and finished with a satin weave. oversized with fully enclosed static elastic hems, rather than 18-inch extra deep pockets in the fitted sheet, because we know what a pain in the butt fitted sheets can be to get and stay on a bed. A 4-inch hem and the flat sheet and pillowcases, they're in 7 different colors. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. You can't just stop at the pillow. The pillow's, of course, a must. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. It's buy one, get one on pillows. Save up to 50% off on anything else you buy at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Next extended 60-day money-back guarantee now through March 1st, 2018. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. 21 after the hour. It's Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennig coming up from New York City tomorrow on What's in Your Mind. Meanwhile, Gary Amendeth is in today.
Welcome back. What's in Your Mind, Todd? Are you on the air with Scott when he's in New York? You kind of run the studio back here.
Oh, yeah.
So is he out doing a tour, or is he on vacation?
He's leading listeners. In fact, I just put the video up. They did the After the Show with the Fox and Friends guys. If you pop onto our What's in Your Mind or KFI Radio Facebook pages, you can see that video.
Is he going to any of the other, like, Hannity show or anything like that?
I don't know about that show. I know they did a Broadway show, and they did St. Patrick's Cathedral and all kinds of stuff. They're just getting ready to come back on Saturday. So, but he'll be live from New York City tomorrow.
By the way, I've been really enjoying Laura Ingraham's Ingraham Angle at 9 o'clock. Do you watch it, Steve, at all? I really have enjoyed Laura, the Ingraham Angle. She does a great job on that show. So we have Steve Schwab in studio with us talking about Bismarck. We're also been talking about Trump in the first hour. We have, do you love him or hate him? Tell us what you think, 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Or you can text us at 701-226-8503. Mr. Schwab, I got a question for you. I've been gone back and forth, as we've talked a little bit earlier on the air, but back in Bismarck, I'm struggling downtown with this narrowing of Main Street. I mean, I was just in Eugene, Oregon, and some different places out west as I've been traveling with work. But, you know, some of these downtown developments they were designed with that narrow street, and the shopping was all kind of in play. Are they trying to force something downtown? With that narrow lane, it just seems confusing to me. Maybe it's hard to break old habits. But and listeners, I'd love to have somebody, if you have an opinion on it, give me your thoughts on what you think about downtown and how they're changing the driving patterns.
I don't know what the commission was thinking when they did that or why they did that, but I would surmise that the reason for that was to change that pattern. Was because they thought 5 South was coming.
All driven by 5 South. Which, of course,
I think so. And the problem with that is, you know, when they decided they were going to make them changes, they didn't listen to me on Todd's show in the afternoon when I said they're not coming.
For 5 South.
For 5 South. And I think two or three times I was on in the afternoon said they're not going to come, they're not going to come. So this is done, and that gets into a transparency issue. Why was it done? And speaking of 5 South, how much money did the city spend trying to lure them in and emptying out a mall, and we lost revenue and buying out contracts of renters that were down there? You know, this city needs transparency, and just like Washington, and we don't have it.
What seems like... I mean, I don't go to city commission meetings. I've looked at their Facebook page periodically, and I now live in Bismarck. I haven't lived in Bismarck, really ever. I don't, for I guess for about 8 months, we rented a place in town years back, but I'm now moved back, live in Bismarck up in Highland Acres. We just bought a home, we're remodeling, and I'm paying more attention now, just because I'm in Bismarck and looking at recycling, and there doesn't seem to be even consistency on picking up of the recycling. I've heard complaints from people, the dumpsters as far as being regular in their process. But anyway, I'm paying a lot more attention to Bismarck because now I'm actually taxpayer of the city of Bismarck. And that transparency thing is really a problem.
Well, Yes, it is. You know, and now we have another deal coming up here, promotion for the hotel down by the airport. But you never get the details. You always get the two words that I just read, economic development, or we have tools.
Tools.
And they blame the state. They say North Dakota has given us the tools to help, which means taxes.
Subsidized.
Subsidies.
Crony capitalism.
Absolutely. So the thing about it is you have all these things happening, and we're coming up upon the time where the voters, the citizens are going to be asked to vote on raising the sales tax, plus putting a fee, it's called a user's fee, on their water bill. It isn't a user's fee, it's a tax.
So what do they want this user's fee on the water bill for?
Well, they want to build roads because they've given so much money away and wasted so much money. You got to build roads.
So they want to put a fee on the water bill.
Yes.
Why is it being called a user fee?
Well, you don't want to call it a tax, for heaven's sakes, Todd.
So
user fee sounds politically correct.
What's one thing?
Well, why don't we call everything the IRS does all year long a user fee?
Well, that's a tax.
If it's such a happy face we're shining on that, then okay.
So is that coming out up for a vote in the primary in the mayor's race?
I don't believe so. I think they're getting close. If I recall here, for next week or something like that, I think they're going to have input. And they're putting together this plan together to put on the ballot. Now,
but we don't know necessarily when, because they got to figure out how to.
Right, they got to figure out how to finagle it.
But they're putting it. It's one thing to put a tax on my gasoline.
Yep.
When I know I'm driving over the road and it's a user, I'm using gasoline. But they're going to put a user fee on my water bill to fix the roads. Why don't they do a special assessment district or something that they spread across the city for people that are driving on the streets to
fix the least
roads
resistance
or something?
Well,
that's BS. Can I say that?
You can say that. That's fine.
Well, the thing about it is,
you can say BS. That's fine.
Well, if you're a BSer, you can.
Oh my goodness!
But the thing about it is that I am really concerned about opening up a door to allow another way for the city to grab revenue when they can still give tax breaks. You know, I don't think there should be tax breaks given to special interests, period.
So when we come back, hold that thought. When we come back from the break, we've been talking to Steve Schwab. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen. What's in your mind talking about the city of Bismarck? Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too, 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Reserve USA at that red, white, and blue sign, and a dollar off Energizer batteries. Queen size blanket that should be in that winter survival kit, which I know is hard to think about when we've had record heat, but it's coming, folks. $24.99, mini drone flyer $9.99, and it makes a great Christmas gift. Zippo lighters, $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. That'll keep him quiet in the back of the Vista Cruiser, showing my age with that reference. They had a made Vista Cruiser since, what, the 80s? Yeah. PetroServ USA, 27 before the hour. Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Hannon, Gary Aveneth.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. We've been talking to Steve Schwab, former city commissioner. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the city commission looking at putting a user fee on water, so that they're able to improve the roads in Bismarck.
Well,
is that?
It's a package deal to get rid of specials. It's basically what it is.
That's how they're going to sell it.
Right. And I don't know if they're going to package it for a vote to do it all at once, or if they could put a fee on the water bills or pass a sales tax separate, but it's coming.
What's the sales tax in Bismarck today? What do we pay as sales tax in Bismarck?
I believe it's 1.75%.
1%, and then there's a 0.75% for the detention center. When that's paid off, it's gone.
Right.
And so they're talking about raising sales tax again?
Yep.
You know, what drives me crazy is how often I travel and you stay in these. I stay in hotels all the time, obviously. I think this year I've been in 170 hotel nights on road in the last this calendar year, which is ridiculous. But I hate to get my bill. Book a room. Oh, $129. You get my bill, $157. I'm going, what? What's all this extra? It's all these 10-15% hotel, tax. They're basically getting people from coming out of town to help subsidize the hotels, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And I don't know what Bismarck's is because I don't stay in hotels in Bismarck, but I'm sure it's plenty high as well. But you're saying, Steve, that there's also looking at raising the sales tax in addition to this water user fee to deal with roads and getting rid of special. Now, but obviously they're kind of secretively figuring the strategy out because the commissioners, as they strategize their budgets and how they're going to spend the money, they tend to do. I mean, even though there's happens at commission meetings. You know, they haven't been that successful at selling their vision. They just tend to vote what they want, like Quiet Rail and some of the things at the Civic Center. So that's a frustration as a taxpayer.
Well, and that's true, too, Ed. And if you look back, we did vote, the citizens voted against expanding the Civic Center. And I believe that expansion was about $35 million, something like that, that they did do. But that tied up your hotel tax, they call it the bed and booze tax, for about 30 years. So you've lost that income. And speaking of the city center, drive by it every day. Transparency in selling this stuff is critical. And the way they figure you need a civic center is if they call them booking days. How many booking days does the Bismarck City Center have? Now, that doesn't mean the arena's got to be full or the addition's got to be full. If three people would rent a little room underneath the bleachers, that's three booking days.
Seriously. So that's how it's sold to the taxpayer. Yes. I mean, while everyone appreciates the Civic Center when you go to events, it's a nice facility, and I don't want to knock it. I like some of the things they've done for events.
So okay, you clearly have more than 365 booking days in a year, then, contrary to the illusion people are being given.
Right. The last time that was brought up and I was on the commission, there was something like 565 booking days. And like I say, I drive by it every day. So I asked this guy, they're outside consultants that they always bring in, you know, the ones that ruined the cities in California and broke them. And their job is to sell this thing. And that's the way they sell this. So even if you go and rent a little room under the bleachers for $30 and don't show up, the Civic Center was booked for that day. So if there's 10 rooms, rent it.
I don't think that's the perception people have. If you pulled people in the street, run downtown and pull 100 people, I bet nobody, other than having heard this conversation today, has that perception.
Well, that's where transparency comes in. You know, there's transparency needed there. There's transparency. We never get accounting of projects like, did we make money? Did we lose money on the Commerce Center? That's, you know, you never hear.
That's a fair question. It's public money. Absolutely. It's a fair question that deserves to be answered. What is the, and if you don't have the answer, then it's better to say you don't have the answer than to hide, because that looks like you're hiding then. And hiding is never a good thing.
The thing that really concerns me, though, is that even when I was on the commission, I never got an answer.
Why?
What are the unfunded liabilities of the city? We don't.
Why don't? I mean, is that...
nobody knows that. Well, we have unfunded liability.
Well, they know what it is. They just don't report it.
Somebody's going to know. Otherwise, do you put down on the piece of paper? What are you typing into the spreadsheet?
We were in trouble when the stock market crashed, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Sure.
10 years ago. And it was a concern. But now that things are back up there, you know.
We should be well past that by now.
We should, but you don't get an accounting on unfunded liability. So they had articles in the newspaper about how much cities owe, and I didn't see the unfunded liabilities there.
Are there any business people? I mean, I think early in the first hour we were talking about taxpayers, a man from South Dakota called, talking about Congress and being irresponsible spending, and they never, you know, they think it's their money, and, you know, we talked about that at length. It's a little bit of what goes on in city government as far as it's like people want their name on buildings or they want their name on the wall for contributing to a project, because why would you not make all this available, let the taxpayer, the consumers, if you will, in Bismarck, you know, have a say in what they want? I mean, so when you're a business person, you have to, if you don't make it, you shut it down. I mean, are there business people on the commission at all? I mean, I really don't even know what the commissioners, people that are on the commission do.
Not that I'm aware of, and I really think that what the commission needs is to get a business, a couple of businessmen or businesswoman on there that understands finances, because it's kind of, you know, you talk about this sales tax that's going to be coming up and the meter tax. It doesn't restrict on what projects they can do, so they could turn around, take that money, and push it to anywhere they want. Who gets the roads
because
first?
It's not targeted specific?
No.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
We got a couple of texts in about Main Street traffic. It jams up Main Street traffic. Put it back. Regarding widening, I mean narrowing Main Street. It says Main Street is still a demonstration project.
That's from Steve Marquardt, by the way.
This is
who messaged me the
demonstration project, and he said on December 4th, there's an infrastructure task force Force and Special Assessment getting together. So I'd encourage you to attend. And
so Maine is still a demonstration project. It's not a finalized thing right
well,
at this point.
I kind of... You call it, technically, call it, at least. Call it what you want. Five South isn't coming. So I kind of think that was the idea behind. Although I will say they did, as far as I'm concerned, commission did a good job changing the one-ways in downtown Bismarck.
I like that. That's good.
That helped.
Give that, yep.
Yeah. So I'm going to give credit where credit
is due. So, Steve, you served on the commission. I've served on the city commission. I grew up in Washburn, and I served on the council as a young guy there. I as a political operative guy that's run the state party, I like debate. I like to have, you know, I don't like people coming across the table or anything, but I do think there's something really good. You got open law meetings where you can't have a meeting where commissioners go meet on the side, etc. So you have it in the commission. Is there very often good public debate? I mean, I know they televise it on local access television. But is there good, lively debate, or like serving on a commission, when you took a position that was difficult, do you get marginalized as a commissioner? I mean, Mike Seminary announced he's running for re-election. I mean, he was recalled, and they never quite got the job done on it, which is fine for whatever the taxpayers want to do, and you know, when it comes to that. But he's running again for re-election. He has no opponent. Is somebody going to run against him? Would you consider running against him? Who's going to? I mean, there ought to be a race against them. I haven't heard anybody announce that they're running.
Well,
maybe don't answer that. I'm putting you on the spot. But I guess the point I was getting at is while you have a mayor running for re-election with people being frustrated about a lot of things and almost having a recall, I mean, going down that road and him being able to withstand that, why are people not running for mayor and races being contested?
Well, number one is... you know, it does take time. You know, it's not an easy job. And I think the mayor's job has become more of a, you not only are the head of the commission, but you spend too much time running around greeting people. Which brings up another thing. If that's the way they want the mayor to be, down the road, it might be time to consider a full-time position as a mayor.
Does the mayor get salary at all?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what it is?
I would imagine it's probably around $17,000-$20,000, if that.
And commissioners get paid?
Yes.
What do they make?
I would guess maybe $10,000-$11,000.
You're
not going to make money working there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But
they get insurance? Like legislators get insurance?
No.
Just get some stipend?
They just get a check.
So you get almost $20,000. So if someone wants to make $20,000, they can take on Mike Seminary, run against him, get elected, or obviously you probably lose money being mayor even if you get $20,000. So, but you probably don't want to be looking to make some money on that job.
Well, the thing that bothers me is, like I said, I don't feel there's transparency up there at all. And, you know, last year I was working down in South Park Avenue. I had crews down there. And we had... You know, the Bureau of Reclamation is just south. We're working two blocks. And all of a sudden, this particular day, we have these mass people running by our job site. I mean, running. Groups of them. And it kind of reminded me of terrorists that you saw when the German Olympics, when they invaded that hotel. I looked at my son and I said, "What? Who are them people?" Protesters from out of state.
Really?
Don't run around with a mask in your face if you're not wanted. That's the way I look at it.
Wow. We've been talking to Steve Schwab, former Bismarck City Commissioner. I'm going to come back to that question I asked you about, would you consider running? This is Gary
Abbott,
fill-in
either.
For Scott Hannon. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my hot spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
Carson Wentz trusts hot spring spas and pool tables too, so you can too.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game. If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table made in the USA. They truly are the best. Get yours from my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has, an Olhausen Bison pool table plus a Grandy Hot Spring Spas spa. You'll love it.
I look for the guys at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Apache, not some other sprayer company, the sprayer company others keep talking about, and the ET Ag on-site retail store has more than 50,000 sprayer parts, not just for Apache, but every brand of sprayer. All your application parts, any make, any model, ET Ag Center. Apache Sprayer provides you the power to climb your toughest grades to get you through your most unfavorable ground conditions. Fuel efficient, reliable, it provides leading operator comfort. But state-of-the-art noise dampening as well, so you can hear what's in your mind clearly. An industry-leading... I added that part.
Went on there.
Well, yeah. Opinion. 5-year driveline warranty to ET Ag Center and the High Plains Apache, 1701 East Side Court, just off Twin City Drive across the road from the Bonanza sign. You can't see across the road from Bonanza. The building's not there, but the sign, at least when I was there yesterday, is still there. Right off I-94 as you go on Main.
Off to check.
Mandan, yeah.
I need to go have some barbecue over there in Mandan.
There you go.
I'm going to check it out.
What's in your mind? Gary Emmett is in for Scott Hennen.
Welcome back. Last segment. We got about 5 minutes before we wrap up the show today. This is Gary Emmett filling in for the replaceable Scott Hennen. And I have Steve Schwab, former Bismarck City Commissioner, businessman from Bismarck. Steve, you were talking about these runners, and I was a little confused by it. Give us a little more background for our listeners related to what you were talking about. Maybe they understood it, I just didn't.
Well, this happened last year, and what was happening is they were protesting a couple blocks away at the Bureau of Reclamation for the DAPL. And the police evidently showed up and kind of, it's getting a little out of hand, and kind of tried to break it up a little bit or whatever. And, of course, if you've got an element in there that want no contact with the police, they put their masks on and they scatter. And they were running by our job site, so I kind of got to thinking about that, and I felt sorry for the police because right now we have a mayor that went down there and stood in solidarity for that with the people that were doing this stuff.
Really?
And
the mayor did.
The mayor did, and I thought to myself,
solidarity
with the protesters
on DAPL.
On DAPL, and then, you know, the post office was closed. You could only get in one way, and I thought, you know, I thought it was the mayor's job to protect the citizens of Bismarck and take care of the welfare of Bismarck, and I think that I felt sorry for the police. It wasn't good for
him. Is that an announcement that you're going to run?
No, it's not.
Hey, Steve Marquardt called in and or texted in about this meeting on December 4th for the Special Assessment Task Force. Rumors that he might run. I mean, he'd be a great candidate. Would he run? Because he's not up this time, is he?
No. Well, you know, when you have somebody up there that's heading a commission that, you know, at the end of a meeting, it doesn't like the way it goes and says, well, I can take your snow gates away from you. You know, offhand remarks like that, I say he's probably not in tune with the people in Bismarck, and somebody's going to have to run again.
Well, I mean, I guess my point is that it's good for our politics, whether you like the mayor or not, and I'm not saying whether I like him or not. I just like it to be contested, and he's been a little controversial, obviously.
Yep.
But I think a contest would be good, and he welcomes opponents, and I think that gives you more support and better mandate if you have initiatives, which I haven't agreed with some of his things, but I haven't been a taxpayer in Bismarck till recently, so it matters to me a lot more now.
It's a transparency issue is why stuff like this is done. It's kind of, it brings me to a national deal. I couldn't believe that Senator Heitkamp did not vote to debate the tax bill that's being considered right now, just to debate it. It wouldn't have been a vote to approve it. She could have voted against it after the debate. So everybody seems to have this idea that transparency is debate.
Absolutely.
Is openness. But right now they've got all these harassment things going on and stuff, and it seems like some of these they're dropping like flies in the media and in Congress, and the only reason that's happening is because they don't know how to keep their fly up. So the thing about
ouch.
So instead of getting business done, this is kind of stuff they come and slush funds and blah blah blah. Well, you know, how do you get anything done that way? You don't.
Well, I hope someone gets in the race to take on the mayor, and I like competition. I think it's positive for our republic as it is to have competition because it gets issues and debates out there for people to respond, and my guess is the mayor would have his hands full if someone runs against them. And speaking of Senator Heitkamp, my prediction is that she will have a strong contender or two or three, and
You're running, Gary?
No. But I personally believe that Heitkamp loses by 10 points.
You're gonna put Steve on the spot. I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Well,
no, I think I should. I think Kramer needs to get in the race. That's what I think.
You know, I think it's a disservice though to people.
Do you guys think Kevin will get in that race?
Absolutely.
Well,
that's my
bet. And here's another thing: you asked about why people don't belong on the commission, or run for the commission stuff. you know, people can't go to the meetings because they're at 5:30 when they get off work.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, what's with this 5:15?
Okay, guys, we've got to wrap it up. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennett. He'll be here tomorrow from New York. Steve Schwab in studio with Todd Mitchell and Gary Emmett. Thanks for listening today. Scott and him be back tomorrow.
Keep your quiet.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.